You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast. With me, Ewan Spence, and as always, www.allaboutsymbian.com so you can leave your comments on the news poster. Joining us now today on the All About Symbian podcast to talk about the latest developments in the mobile sphere, and it's time at CES in Las Vegas. It's the webmaster of the site, Mr. Rafe Blanford. Hi, Rafe.
Hi, Ewan. Good to speak to you.
Again, yes. Now you're back from a lovely Las Vegas, and I'm here in windswept Scotland. You've had a week to recover. You young ones, I don't know. How was CES?
Well, CES was certainly an interesting experience. It was my first time there, and people think about it as the big gadget show, and it really is enormous. Well, it's important to realise that the mobile phone element of it, or the Nokia element of it, is only a couple of stands. And then if you include all the other mobile phone manufacturers, it's maybe 30 or 40 stands. But if you go and look at the more general gadget stands, it's the size of maybe 20 football fields or even bigger. And there's 150,000 people visiting, so it's an enormous show. And Las Vegas in itself is an experience.
So if we look at the size of something like the Symbian smartphone show, or the Symbian Expo, or whatever they're going to call it this year, how does the size of that compare to the size of the mobile phone contingent at CES?
Well, I think it would be accurate to say it's probably several tens of times bigger at the very least.
Bigger at CES, yeah?
Oh, much bigger at CES, yes. Even something like the Nokia had two stands this year, their Nokia multimedia tent and the Nokia mobile phone stand. And together, those would probably be about a quarter to a third of the size of the entire Symbian smartphone show.
Okay, so what do these companies get out of CES? Obviously, there's lots of press releases come out, and well, you swung it off at Las Vegas. Steve and I have to stay at the site and write up all the press releases. Not that that's ever going to happen again this year. Barcelona 3GSM. But what benefit do the manufacturers get?
Well, for them, it's a place to all get together and have their meetings to discuss alliances, but it's also a place to show off all their products to the world, and you'll see people from the television networks, from online media, from magazines, from regional newspapers, all looking at the latest gadgets or consumer electronics. And so it's one place where everybody can meet at the same time to show everything off for 2007.
So the big thing that Nokia were showing off this year was what?
And Nokia were launching the Nokia N76 and the Nokia N93i, both of which were S60 smartphones. They're also launching the Nokia N800 internet tablet. It's also important to realise they were using it as an opportunity to demonstrate some of their other handsets to people who won't have necessarily seen them before. For example, the N95 was attracting a lot of attention.
Because obviously there's a huge news in the mobile sphere about certain devices and what they can or can't do in 5 years ahead of everybody else. But we'll come to that in a second. Talk about those Nokia devices, because obviously, although we always look at the high-end gadgets like the N93 and the N95 as the big ones, it's ones like the 76 that are more the bread and butter of the Nokia smartphones.
Oh, absolutely. Although it's important to realise that the N76 is still a relatively high-end product. I mean, it's an N-series device, it's a multimedia computer, but Nokia had something of a departure from their N-series, and they described it as the computer done beautifully, and this reflected the fact that the design of the N76 was style first, with features perhaps coming in secondary. The N76 is a razor-style flip phone that's pretty thin. I think it's about 19mm, something like that. No, sorry, 15mm. It's got a 2-megapixel camera, QVGA screen. It will come in both 3G and non-3G variants and runs on S60 third edition feature pack 1, which is the latest version of the software. By contrast, the N93i is an updated version or a variant on the N93, which is Nokia's video smartphone. It's considerably slimmed down and has a metallic and a mirror finish to it. But there's also some subtle changes in the software, including the camera algorithms and some additional software features, such as the ability to upload to a Vox blog.
Okay, now, the one thing that always strikes me, especially at CES, is it being in America, is the huge difference in the American phone market compared to the European phone market, especially Nokia's place. Where we look at Europe, Nokia is seen as the sort of smartphone, the innovator, the sort of A-class, high-class brand, where in America, it's regarded almost as a pay-as-you-go sort of level of mid- to low-range consumer phone.
That's very true. Nokia do have a different reputation in the States, and it's been... fair to say that in recent years, the Americas have been something behind Europe in some of the smartphone uptake, particularly from the Nokia angle, although it is worth realising that today it's more a case of the American market being different.